Early today, U.S. Special Forces captured a half-brother of Saddam Hussein. Military officials say Barzan Ibrahim Hassan al-Tikriti was seized alone in Baghdad, thanks to information from Iraqis. Another half-brother of Saddam's was captured this past weekend, and a top Iraqi scientific advisor has turned himself in. All three men were among those depicted on 55 playing cards distributed by the U.S. military, a deck of Iraq's most wanted. The other 52 remain at large or unaccounted for, but administration officials say the hunt continues. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Saddam's half-brother Barzan is a former intelligence official and is believed to have helped squirrel away millions of dollars into Western bank accounts. It's not clear how close he was to Saddam in recent years, but in Qatar this morning, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks said Barzan is believed to have wide knowledge of the regime's inner workings.
The capture demonstrates the coalition's commitment to relentlessly pursuing the scattered members of a fractured regime. Efforts related to other regime leaders are ongoing.
The fact that virtually the entire inner circle has disappeared is intriguing and baffling. Analysts speculate alternately that there was a plan for escape en masse or that the regime simply fell apart and scattered. Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says Saddam's two half-brothers could be crucial to finding others.
When you start to isolate people and keep them up all night and make friends with them and then try to also make them feel a little uncomfortable, you can get a lot out of people even without torture. And so I think we have some slight chance here of getting an intelligence breakthrough.
Short of that, the U.S. continues to monitor communication among people associated with the deposed regime. One military official says they are in touch with each other in all sorts of ways, including by satellite and cell phone. And he says the U.S. is tracking such communication in both Iraq and neighboring Syria. An intelligence official says at times the conversation suggests that Saddam Hussein is dead, but he adds it's not clear that those talking know this for certain. At the same time, there seem to be new signs that Saddam may be alive. Eyewitnesses claim he delivered a rousing half-hour speech at a mosque in North Baghdad 2 days after a second U.S. assassination attempt. The Arabic satellite channel Al Jazeera has also shown pictures of an alleged regime safe house, a desk with an Iraqi flag behind it, presidential stationery, and a discarded military uniform suggests this is where Saddam recorded his last nationally televised speech. Analyst O'Hanlon says he is struck that U.S. officials have not denied these accounts.
If we really thought we had him, we'd probably want to say so, because we may never have the evidence to prove it. And it would be nice to send a message to all Iraqis who may still think he's lurking out there.
One intelligence official cautions that there is still no consensus on whether Saddam Hussein is alive or dead. If he's alive, many analysts believe he would never leave Iraq. Meanwhile, those playing cards of Iraq's most wanted have taken on a life of their own. This was the first question put to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today at a town hall meeting with Pentagon employees.
This pack of cards, the 55 thugs that are out there, how can we get our hands on them? Or is that yours, Mr. Secretary?
I'm told they're on eBay.
They are, and with steady bidding, prices are topping $100. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.